It's checkerboard time.
Hello there, friends. How are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Serena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Serena makes and speed it right along.
Hello there, good friends and neighbors. This is Russ Young welcoming you to another Checkerboard Time, another transcribed program of your favorite songs and music sent to you three times each week with the best wishes of your own friendly Purina dealer. Look for the store with the familiar red and white checkerboard sign when you want advice or information about cows, hogs, or poultry. And remember that now is the time to see the difference Purina makes.
And don't forget to add that now is the time to see the difference Tartina makes, too, Russ.
Thanks for the reminder, Jimmy Hatton. And while you're here, how about a tune from you checkerboard four fellows in the checkerboard band?
Sure thing, Russ. We've got a dandy right here. That old-timer, around her neck, she wears a yellow ribbon. But say, before we do it, where's Chick Martin? Out on another of those interviews of his?
That's right. Chick's over in Pennsylvania today, and we'll be hearing from him just as soon as he gets things set up. In the meantime, let's have that song, Around Her Neck, She Wears a Yellow Ribbon.
Round her neck, she wears a yellow ribbon. She wears it in the winter and the summer, so they say. If you ask her why the decoration, she'll say it's her love for who is fur, fur away. Fur away, fur away. If she is milk and cows are mowing hay. Round her neck, she wears a yellow ribbon. She wears it for her lover who is fur, fur away. Fur away, fur away. If she is milking cows or mowing hay. Round her neck, she wears the yellow ribbon. She wears the fur lover who is fur, fur away.
Yeah, that was a dandy, boys. And accept my thanks on behalf of all your listeners. We're going to hear next from the Checkerboard Band, so be thinking up a good number for the folks, boys. But first, I think I ought to mention where Chick is going to make his interview from today. He's at the Sayre Poultry Farm just outside of Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And he and Mr. Sayre are going to have a mighty interesting chat just as soon as we hear this number from the Melody Makers. So, boys, what have you picked out?
Well, here's one I think you'll like, Russ. It's our own arrangement of that old popular tune, Whispering.
Okay, boys, go right ahead.
Neighbors, this is a day of days for your old friend Chick Martin. I'm feasting on the sights and places of Pennsylvania's beautiful Bucks County, second richest in the state in farm products, and so wonderfully endowed with memorable scenes of early American history. Charlie Dixon and I are now having a most enjoyable visit with Mr. Sayre at the Sayre Poultry Farm on the outskirts of Doylestown. Mr. Sayre, everything about your fine farm and poultry plant shows evidence of years of experience in hatching and egg production.
Thank you, Chick. I'll admit we've been raising chickens for 36 years, 28 of them right here on this spot.
Oh, that's a long time in one place. You must be mighty well known around here.
Well, Chick, we make every effort to produce good eggs and chicks.
Mm-hmm. Well, the top-grade eggs and quality chicks always have first call. And speaking of egg quality, I read about your winning the gold medal last January at Harrisburg, scoring 99 points with the best dozen brown eggs at the big show. Well, Charlie Dixon tells me that that's the third medal you've won, and I want to congratulate you on such consistent performance. Now, what is your main interest here?
We seek to maintain uniform egg quality, color, size, and shape. Not too pointed nor too round.
Well, you sure succeed. What other breeding points do you stress in your program?
Well, in addition to egg quality, we also work for egg quantity, as well as fertility and livability.
See, that's a well-balanced program. How do you carry it out?
Our foundation stock here consists of 8 pens of pedigreed birds representing 4 separate families.
Uh-huh. Well, that allows for line breeding without getting too close.
Exactly. And their quality is maintained by constant culling and replacement.
Then for your hatching operations, Mr. Sayre, you trap nest the best progeny from this foundation stock.
We're now trapping 500 birds through the season. They're choices of the breeding family. Anyone buying birds here gets the best we know how to produce.
Well, I can see why folks keep coming back for Sayre chicks. Can you give me some typical production figures?
Here's a pen of breeders averaging 249 eggs their first 4 years. As to livability, the records show that there hasn't been a single chick lost from these birds up to 3 months of age.
Say, that's splendid. How do the other breeding pens run on livability results?
How's this? One pen, 513 chicks hatch. Mortality, only 2 birds.
Wow, those are really wonderful livability records. Now, how does your hatchability run?
Very good. We try to eliminate birds under 80%.
Say, that's great, Mr. Sayre. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you were to come up and whisper in my ear that you're following the Purina embryo feeding program.
You guessed it, Chick. We feed Purina, Starkina, Gruina, Breeder's Laying, Chow, and Grain.
Oh, Mr. Sayre, I see that you have fine, big, wonderful range facilities here.
We never permit overcrowding of birds at any stage, and of course, we blood test, vaccinate, and thoroughly clean and disinfect.
Now, those are very essential. And summing up your entire poultry program, Mr. Sayre, do you find that this combination of breeding, management, sanitation, and Purina embryo feeding is doing a satisfactory job for you?
The best I can give to that, Chick, is the birds that and the records.
Yes.
The birds, and production, the hatchability, livability, and egg quality continue to improve from year to year. That speaks for itself.
Well, thank you, Mr. Sayre. Now, folks, there is the word of a man who's been successfully breeding and raising chickens for 36 years. Why don't you profit by the example of Mr. Sayre and many others? See your Purina dealer today and get the Purina 4-point poultry program on the job and doing the job for you. Goodbye till next broadcast. Come in, checkerboard timers.
When they play the polka, 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 she took me by the hand. Kissed me and we did the ol-a-lady-ol-a-lady-ready-foo to happy music of the village band. How can I forget the roundelay, that happy day, the music, yeah. I recall the way she danced and how I chanced to meet her when they played the polka, polka, polka. I knew that I'd reach her, for I yearned to do the ol-a-lady-ol-a-lady-ready-foo until her charms are in my arms again.
And of course, you don't need to be told that that was your two fine feathered friends, the Cackle Sisters, with their yodel version of When They Played the Polka. Mighty nice girls. I know all of your friends enjoyed that. Our thanks, too, to Chick Martin and Mr. Sayre for that mighty interesting interview. Well, neighbors, it's hymn singing time now, and Chick Martin isn't here to lead it, so what do you say we all join in and have a good old-fashioned community sing? It's a hymn I know you'll all remember, so join along with the rest of us here in the studio. Will there be any stars in my crown?
Any stars in my crown? Will there be?
that. Well, I just hope you all enjoyed it as much as we did. You know, I was just thinking, last time I was up here, I talked about Purina's two special breeder rations, breeder Lei Chow and Lei Ina. Today, I want to talk about the results of feeding those breeder rations, Purina embryo-fed chicks. It's only from Purina-fed flocks that Purina embryo-fed chicks can be produced. They're chicks that have been carefully managed and cared for, even before they leave the shell. They're chicks that get off to a real start at hatching time, that have high livability and egg production bred right into them. They're A1 chicks when you get them. The rest is up to you. That's why Chick Martin has been urging you to continue the good start they've already received by giving them Purina's specially prepared starting feed, Startina. Good chicks deserve good care and good feed. Get Purina embryo-fed chicks, then start them on the way with Purina Startina. Ask for it at your local Purina dealers in the red and white checkerboard bag. Well, it's pretty near time for us to be on our way again, and here's the closing song the gang's picked out for today. Angelina Baker. Okay, gang, introduce her to all the folks.
Way down on the old plantation, there's where I was born. I used to feed the whole creation, hoeing in the corn. Then I work and then I sing, so happy all the day. Till Angelina Baker came and stole my heart away.
Angelina Baker, Angelina Baker's gone. She left me here to weep a tear and feed on the old dumb bone. Angelina Baker, Angelina Baker's gone. She left me here to weep a tear and feed on the old dumb bone.
Early in the morning of a lovely summer day, I asked for Angelina and they say she's gone away. I don't know where to find her, cause I don't know where she's gone. She left me here to weep a tear and feed on the old job bone.
Angelina Baker, Angelina Baker's gone. She left me here to weep a tear and feed on the old job bone. Angelina Baker, Angelina Baker's gone. She left me here to weep a tear and feed on the old job bone.
Well, that's about all for today, but the whole gang will be back your way when it's checkerboard time again with more of your favorite songs and music. Chick Martin will be back then, and all the rest of your checkerboard friends. So until then, this is Russ Young saying so long, good friends and neighbors. And remember, now is the time to see the difference Purina makes. And here's your own local announcer with more news for you.